an American great. The warm baritone of Old Blue Eyes drifts over the plaza of the Smithsonian's American History Museum as visitors come and go on a sweltering summer day on D.C.'s National Mall.
We want the museums to treat our country fairly.
Ordering a review of 8 of the Smithsonian's national museums.
We want the museums to talk about the history of our country in a fair manner, not in a woke manner or in a racist manner.
It comes as many universities and federal agencies give in to pressure from Trump to abandon content and policies that include diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It's appalling to me. Absolutely appalling and very, very frightening.
A dangerous time for museums, says Janet Marstein, an expert in museum ethics.
Even through his threats of censorship, he is appealing to museum leaders' fears of what might happen.
For the Smithsonian, the fear is a sanitized telling of America's complicated past, including slavery, civil rights, wars. Corey Medley, an African-American visitor from Delaware, would rather the president just stay out of it.
And if you really want to know the truth, there's a display of a beautiful display of the First Lady and Donald Trump in there as well. So if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Carved in stone over the museum's entrance, words from America's 6th president on the Smithsonian's purpose. Whoever increases knowledge multiplies uses to which he is able to turn the gift of his creation. Now subject to review by America's 47th.